the whole truth radio broadcast from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith with Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle, Pastor, and General Overseer. We invite you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith for your salvation. Again, welcome to the whole truth radio broadcast coming from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This is the same church started on the day of Pentecost in Acts, the second chapter. Bishop Patterson preaches and teaches the Apostles' Doctrine. We, the members of the body of Christ, believe and practice the Apostles' Doctrine. Come thou with us, for we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning us. Stay tuned to this station for the whole truth radio broadcast. For information concerning the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, direct all prayer requests, requests for literature and correspondence to Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle and General Overseer, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may call Bishop Patterson at area code 610-583-2400. Keep listening to this station for another inspired message preached by Bishop Anthony J. Patterson.
Oh, the Lord now that I know what it means when saints testify. I thank the Lord for a safe trip. Those are some dangerous highways. But you know, through all of it, you can still say, He's been good. I thank the Lord for it. I remember the last time we were here, one sister was sick, couldn't move, and I'm sitting here realizing how good He's been. He's been good. The trials, tests, whatever it has been, God has truly been good. Because we know that the Bible says, if you love the Lord, everything works together for your good. No matter what it is, it's going to come out for your good. To the saints of the church, to the saints everywhere, we say, peace be unto you. Grace be multiplied to you, and praise the Lord. We're glad to be coming to you from Baltimore, because I am truly one can testify that God has truly been good to me. I remember when I was sick, and now I'm feeling better in body, because I am one too that can testify He's truly been good to me. When I look at where He's brought me from, I can say, yes, He's been good to me. Sometimes I think like Job does, why was I ever born? I think about sometimes how the Lord took someone I loved dearly. But I said to myself, you know, Bishop Shelton is better off than I. Gave somebody else to us that we loved dearly. But Nehemiah is better off than we. We have to take what they did, their patience to wait on the Lord, as an example. To know that if we continue until the end, the reward that the Lord has for them that diligently seek after, we shall obtain the prize. And I just truly thank the Lord for His goodness and the believers who are still sitting here saying how good the Lord has truly been. And I think about how the temple of the Lord was destroyed. And us not knowing what Bishop Shelton and the Holy Ghost was speaking at the time. But He took His oldest son and said his name would be Nehemiah. Because there had to be a restorer. Not knowing that all that He had built, His works, they're going to be destroyed by a fool. But the Bible says that the gates of hell could not prevail against the church. But in the time of Nehemiah in the scripture, the wall had to be rebuilt again. All the breaches had to be rebuilt again because their adversaries saw and the building, the temple of the Lord and the walls was destroyed. But about in the second year of the reign of Darius, they had the temple rebuilt, but the wall was not. And it came time that they had to build the wall, and the Lord had it so that they worked and worked and worked until the wall was completed. And when it was completed, will you get the 8th chapter of Nehemiah for me? The people of God could then go in. Once The thing they knew was destroyed, but now it had been rebuilt. And they realized that the books of the Lord had to be opened. And when the prophet came, he was up at a pulpit, they say, made of wood, because it was made for that purpose, that the word of the Lord would be higher than anything in the temple. And when the man of God brought the word forth, when the book was opened, the Bible tells me the people stood up on their feet because the word of the Lord was coming forth. And when you've done all to stand, the Bible says, stand, saints, because now is the time of the service that the word is coming forth. And we keep the word high in our hearts, high in our minds, and we believe that the Lord God will give us something good to let us know that he's been good. And I truly thank the Lord today that when they brought the word forth, how the people just said, amen, amen, amen. And let the word have free course with them as the word of the Lord came from the man of God. And it made me realize when Bishop Shelton used to preach and he made the saints get lower than his head. I didn't understand it at the time. He made all of us get low because something good was coming down to us. And if you are high already, you're going to miss it. And that's why the people, when you are in prayer, you're low and you have your face toward the ground because God was too high. He was too mighty for even to you, for you to look upon. And he taught us how to be humble. He was a great teacher for that. But we realized that he had a purpose, just like God had a purpose. And I understand it more and more and more now, what his purpose was. Joseph told his brothers about his dream. But God's purpose was going to come to pass regardless of what his brothers did. But you know, Joseph, poor thing, wind up in a pit. But the purpose had to still be fulfilled. And he came and he had to reveal to the king what the dreams were all about, God's purpose. But it came a time that his brothers saw him again, but they didn't know who he was. And I'm looking for the day when the people that once walked with us look and say, who are they? They won't remember who we are, because Bishop Shelton said that they wouldn't remember. Saints, you need to go back in the tablets on your heart. When he preached the prophecy that they would do exactly what they did. But he said that there will be a restorer. Didn't say his name would be Omega. Because he knew. His last time I heard the brother testify, he said, it's a shame most of you are going to hell. His last words to the church, but he had already placed the restorer in his rightful place. And all he had to do was go cry out to his God to have mercy on him. But the restorer is right there in place. And when the one said, come down off the wall, we're not going back 30 years. Can't come down. I'm doing a great work. I've got to restore that. The heathens are going to rise up against. The foundation was already laid. And every man that builds better be careful how he builds. But I thank God that it came a time when he said, come out. For the church to separate itself
God's going to be good to you, but you've got to follow the word and come out. And he began to tell us the things to make ourselves pure, telling us to get in the word, stay pure. He told the church to fast, the church to pray. And we wanted to say, we want to go back now. He said the date for the return is already on the calendar. You fast and pray. And it came a time in the day of Nehemiah. The temple was rebuilt and the wall was rebuilt. And that old enemy knew by the time they were finished, only thing had to be done was the gate put up. They didn't want it completed. But I praise and thank God as I sit here today. This body is together. One mind, one spirit, one body. And we realize that we are now on our way to the promised land. And as they preached in the New Testament church, as they say, and this prophet stood up and said that you got to remember your history, that it took the Lord some time to destroy seven nations for you all to obtain the promise of Canaan. So just wait on the Lord. Because after Joseph did God's purpose, Israel wound up in Egypt. 400 years of servitude. 400 years. 400. They didn't walk out of servitude right to the promised land. Took them 40 years. Didn't happen overnight. But for every unbeliever who did not believe that they were on their way to a promised land, they died in the wilderness. And what did they do with their carcasses? Left them right there. We're on our way. And now that our souls have been rebuilt, Bishop Shelton's prophecy came true. And we are now rebuilt. Because we know who God is. And we know the spirit of error. And we know the spirit of truth. But I want to show you just a few scriptures in Nehemiah as I talk about this. I just get full to realize what God has done for us.
Nehemiah 8:5.
Yes.
And Ezra opened the book.
Oh, if you can start at the first verse.
Nehemiah the 8th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And all the people gathered themselves together as
alive.
One man into the street that was before the water gate.
Alive.
And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses,
alive.
Which the Lord had commanded.
The Lord, the Lord.
And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning till midday, before the men and the women, and that those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood.
He stood up on a pulpit of wood,
which they had made for the purpose.
It was a purpose.
Amen.
In that house. For that pulpit,
and beside
to
him,
be set there, just purpose.
Amen.
Purpose. It's a purpose. When the man of God said, Jesus Christ is keeping you,
amen,
alive. He knew he would not be with us always. But the book had to be opened. The fifth verse.
And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people.
He opened the book in the sight of all the people.
For he was above all the people.
He was above.
Not that he was anything.
Amen.
But it is the reverence given to God when you enter his sanctuary. To realize it's no goodness of yours. You are alive because Jesus Christ,
amen,
has kept you alive.
Amen.
That's the only reason why you're alive.
Thank the Lord.
As I told you on Thursday, the body without the spirit, dead.
Dead to the world. Amen.
But he opened the book.
In the sight of all the people.
In the sight of all of the people.
For he was above all the people.
For he was above all of the people.
And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
Your heart has to be open when it's time for the word.
Amen.
So the people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So be it.
Amen.
So be it. Whatever the word says, I'll believe it.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
If it's in the word, I'll believe it. But see, you can't believe the word if you're carnal.
Amen.
Because that is enmity between God. You are alive in holy places because a man named Nehemiah fulfilled a purpose.
Amen.
That's the only reason why we are now alive. Jesus Christ has kept us. And that's a wonderful thing.
Thank the Lord.
Where will we be without him? Where would we be? Where would you be?
Lost.
He'd opened the book.
In the sight of all the people.
Sight of all the people.
For he was above all the people.
For he was above all the people.
And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God.
And the man of God, that prophet Ezra, blessed the Lord.
The great God.
That great God for his goodness. And for all his mercy that endureth forever. We are alive because of his goodness.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
Amen. Thank
I'm
the
truly
Lord.
Grateful.
Thank the Lord.
My soul cries out because I realized they had to go on. So that I could be here.
Amen.
But I'm not greater than you. I am least with you. But I keep higher than you the word so it can come down to you.
Amen.
As you keep God high in your heart and high in your mind so he can work things out in your life. For you to realize that he has the power that's keeping you alive.
Amen.
You have no power of life and death. And Ezra blessed the Lord.
The great God.
The great God.
And all the people answered.
And
amen.
All the people answered.
Amen. Amen.
My heart feels for the people in that day. Because when the temple was rebuilt, they went in, the people began to just swell and praise the Lord, weeping, some weeping, and some crying out. And the loud sound was so loud you couldn't tell who was weeping and who was doing anything else. It was just all one sound. And I remember the Franklin Institute when the man of God called the people together for the General Assembly. And I'll never forget the cry. There was some crying for joy and some weeping, but you couldn't tell or distinguish what was going on because it was one sound.
And here the people are saying, amen.
And all the people answered, amen.
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 The restoration has happened. And we can now say, I can bless that great God's name because I am alive.
Amen.
He kept my feet.
Amen.
When others went astray, my feet.
Thank the Lord.
I am alive. I have the Spirit.
All the people answered, amen, amen.
All the people answered, amen, amen.
With lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces.
Their face.
To the ground. Thank the Lord.
You hear the word? Except you come as a child, except you are humbled.
Amen.
Don't come thinking you know much.
Glory to God.
If you're wise, become a fool.
Yes, fool for Jesus.
Be a fool.
Thank the Lord.
And let the Lord lead and guide your life. He'll keep you.
Amen.
He will keep you. And then you can testify of how good he's been. Jesus Christ has kept his church alive because he said that the light would get brighter and brighter until that perfect day when he shall come.
Amen.
And the prophets caused the people to understand the word of God. The eighth verse. Because they made it clear.
Nehemiah 8:8.
Plain speech.
So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly.
They took their time with the word.
Amen.
To make sure that the people understood the word.
And gave the sense.
Told you what the word was.
And caused them to understand.
They weren't there when Moses wrote it. But that's why the Bible said the one that planteth and the one that watereth are the same.
Amen.
God has given the increase. Bishop Shelton, Bishop Nehemiah, and myself, we're the same.
1 Corinthians 3:6.
Bishop Johnson, we're all the same. Peter, Paul, we're all the same.
I have planted, Apollos watered.
Paul said, I planted.
Apollos watered.
Apollos watered.
But God gave the increase.
Where did the increase come from?
God gave the increase.
The increase came from God.
So then neither is he that planteth anything.
The one that planted is nothing.
Neither he that watereth.
The one that watereth is nothing.
But God that giveth the increase.
That's what means something. Now, that's why we give you the word of God. It's not us. It's not us. At this time, it was the book.
Amen.
The book. But God said, now, here are the temples. I'm going to get in them, in their hearts, in their minds. And when you walk around, Christ is in you.
Thank
and that's
you.
Why I tell you, protect him. Just like you protect your flesh when someone get ready to hit you, you get out of the way.
Amen.
When false doctrine come your way, get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Leave it.
Amen.
That's why we're not at Sharp Street.
Amen.
But however long it takes the Lord to work it out, I'm going to be patient and say, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
With lifting hands, amen.
With lifting up their hands.
Yes.
And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
Face to the ground.
Nehemiah 8:6.
I thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
So they read in the book in the
at the eighth verse
in the law of God distinctly.
Nehemiah. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly.
And they gave
the sense and caused them to understand the reading.
Made the people understand why you're serving God where you are today. A purpose had to be fulfilled.
Amen.
If Bishop Shelton had never opened his mouth, you're going to see something when I die. Most of you are going to hell. If he kept it closed, God knows what would have happened.
Amen. The words could not return void.
The words could not return void.
Could not.
But now we know.
Amen.
Separation came.
Amen.
But the church kept moving.
Kept on moving.
And here, Ezra calls the people to understand the reading.
So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense.
Gave the sense.
And caused them to understand the reading.
And had the people understand what was written aforetime.
Amen.
Was written for their learning. And Nehemiah.
At the ninth verse.
Yes.
And Nehemiah, which is the Tirsatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people,
This day
is holy unto the Lord your God.
Mourn not,
nor weep, for all the people wept.
Because the people wept when they remembered.
When they heard the words of the Lord.
When they remembered Zion.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Hearing the song makes me want to weep.
Amen.
Because I remember. I remember how he fixed his hair.
Amen.
A small thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember.
Amen.
I remember the bell-bottom pants.
Amen.
In the 80s. I remember. But I praise God.
Thank the Lord.
That at a time I was quite young, he saw fit to reach all the way down to Florida and began to teach me of his ways.
Amen.
And I was an eager person to learn. Because if you tell me he said something, I don't know.
Amen.
Because his spirit was all throughout the church.
Amen.
And when he died, I remember that the words he had written had to be true.
Amen.
The restorer had to come.
Had to.
And for some reason, I still hear him. He looked at the people and said about 99.9% was on their way to hell. Because they kept dealing in the carnal.
Amen.
That is where envy comes from. That's where strife comes from.
1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, beginning at the
first
verse.
It is in the carnal.
Amen.
And that is when the word becomes foolishness. When Bishop Shelton talked about blessedness, he's talking about that goodness that God wants you to have.
Amen.
He needed it.
That's right. He wasn't worshiping himself.
People went and took it somewhere else.
Amen.
Don't blame him.
Amen. He never intended.
Who you going to blame now you didn't keep your feet?
Amen.
Who you going to blame? You are dealing in the carnal. The words he spoke was spirit. And we are here today to prove that Jesus Christ kept this church alive. As the people heard the words of God, can you imagine how they felt just to hear?
They blessed the Lord, their God.
Can you imagine how they felt just to hear the word?
Amen.
When it was kept from them for so long.
Amen.
Their temple was destroyed. The wall, everything was destroyed.
Amen.
But God saw fit to rebuild it. And then they began to hear it again.
Amen.
And Bishop Nehemiah began to bring the word to restore us because we had gone so far. Because of the promise. But we didn't forget. None of us forgot. But when we began to hear the word, we knew. And some of us wept. The sister sung the song, I wept when I remembered
Zion. Yeah, we wept.
But our souls were headed higher and higher because we kept the word of the Lord high. But I want you to understand, when Paul preached to the church,
third
he
chapter,
told
First
them,
Corinthians,
he said, you were not ready to receive it.
And our brethren,
Bishop Shelton told us many times, he would bring something and he would close it and say, they aren't ready to hear this.
Amen. Could not speak unto you.
And he took it back with him.
As unto spiritual.
So many sermons he wanted to preach that he couldn't.
And our brethren could not speak unto you
because of where the people were. And the thing that he held highest was the word of God.
Amen.
And he said, I am not going to give what God has given me to dogs.
He said so.
So instead of giving it before these swine, he rather hold it until the people were ready to reverence or to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And he looked at them and said, it's a shame. That's why the Bible says, be more ready to hear
than to give the sacrifice.
Than to make the sacrifice of a fool.
Amen.
And your sacrifice today is your body.
Amen.
Have to be presented before the Lord as a living
sacrifice. Amen. Preach the word.
Many days he would come.
Amen.
Couldn't say anything.
And our brethren could not speak unto you as unto spiritual.
So he would sing.
Amen.
And what do? Got into the beat.
But as unto carnal.
Go back and listen to it now.
Mm-hmm.
And hear the prophecy coming through. He sung a song about time.
Amen.
I would advise Omega to hear it again. He talked about him in the song. He wanted him to come and spend time with him. like father and sons
That's
do.
Right. That's right.
Couldn't get him from the other side of his place to have him come down and sit and just talk.
Amen.
Just talk. Wouldn't give his father time to just talk.
Amen.
A kind word. You don't miss a thing until it's
gone.
Amen. But see, now that we have the word of the Lord high, I can bring these things to you, and it's stirring up in your pure mind.
Amen.
What he did.
Amen.
So many people want to kill him, but we have to understand why. And the mystery of the Lord, why, is coming now.
Amen.
He fought on his feet to try to deliver the word, to try to get the people to realize that when you are in the house of the Lord, keep your feet.
Amen.
If you're going to scream out in tongues and nobody knows what you're saying, hold it. But they felt about him that he was being, oh, there he goes again. He was right in the word. He said God does everything decently
and in order.
And if you were out of order, who was the first going to know? He was.
Amen.
When you come into service, you have to leave the carnal and lift your spirits to soar, to reach him. And there are people who are saying, well, we're going to listen to Bishop Johnson's tapes. He was our father in the gospel. He was. Then where is your father? Did he leave his children? Where is your father, child? You're walking in a dark alley. Don't you realize that there is no through street?
They have no one to lead them.
Where is your father in the gospel? We know the Lord by preaching. Bishop Johnson is no different than I. We are one.
Amen.
I am now the father in the gospel.
Amen.
Me.
Now he
but it makes me nothing more than a servant here.
And he that watereth are one.
We are one.
Amen.
Bishop Johnson planted a foundation which was the same one built on Christ Jesus. He just Amen. Began to build thereon.
Amen.
Bishop Shelton built on the same foundation.
Amen.
So did Bishop Nehemiah, and so do I. Doesn't make us anything. But people out there saying Bishop Johnson is my father in the gospel.
Dead.
And he left you.
Amen.
You didn't realize it was what was in him.
That's right.
That made him who he was.
And, he has
and that is continuing now. Even until now.
Amen. Amen.
We understand now. Drop the carnal. That's where envy is. That's where strife is. That's where division is. In your carnal state.
Amen.
Leave it. And when you come to the house of the Lord, be more ready to hear.
Amen.
And hold the word of the Lord high in your heart. High in your mind, because he's able to deliver when you call him. If you're so low and you can't find him, it's going to take some time. Bishop Shelton used to preach, you just can't walk in the church and you've been doing carnal things all week and just jump up high in the spirit. It takes some time to drop that stuff. And you've got to climb. It's a ladder from earth to glory. And you just can't jump up and you're at the top of the ladder. You've got to climb each round higher and higher until you get to the top. But Paul, preaching in the 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter,
beginning at the first verse, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual.
I couldn't say anything to you about no God.
But as unto carnal.
But I can talk to you about carnal things.
Even as unto babes in Christ.
Babes in Christ.
I have fed you with milk and not with meat.
And not with meat.
For hitherto ye were not able to bear it.
You see why he took many things back on? You see?
Amen.
They weren't ready, Mother.
Hitherto ye were not able to hear it.
What does that say for the state that we were in?
Amen.
Just like the world, they're not ready to hear no word of God.
Don't want to hear it.
Those people are not ready to hear what the Lord said.
Amen.
But the day will come when they wish they had a heard.
Amen.
But you hold it high now.
Amen.
Because you're saying there is something better after this because his word said so.
Amen.
And I believe it.
Amen.
And we're moving toward that day. Paul said you weren't ready to hear it. So, let's not do spiritual things. But I'll tell you this about carnal things. Yes?
Neither yet now are ye able.
You're not able even now, he said.
For ye are yet carnal.
You're in your carnal state.
For whereas there is among you envying.
Look, carnal.
And strife.
Carnal.
And divisions.
Carnal.
Are ye not carnal and walk as men?
When you go get in the spirit.
Amen.
Spirit is love. Love hides a multitude of faults.
Amen.
You'll never see anybody's faults if you walk in the spirit.
Amen.
Because you got love for everybody.
That's right.
The world wants a cure for all the killing. Love.
Amen. Answers right there.
Not Farrakhan. Love.
Answers in the word.
It's in the word.
Amen.
God is love.
Love. Amen.
But see, they don't hold the Lord, the word of the Lord high. They got it watered down and chained to make it suitable for them.
Amen.
He's a God that doesn't change.
Doesn't change.
But Paul here.
For while one saith, I am Paul. And another, I am Apollos.
And another is trying to cause me to separate myself from the other.
Are ye not carnal?
You are carnal because you're looking at me saying, oh, he don't look like Bishop Johnson. He don't sound like Bishop Johnson. But he is preaching the apostolic doctrine. Well, that makes me the same as he was.
Who then is Paul?
Who is Bishop Johnson?
And who is Apollos?
Who is Bishop Shelton?
But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Every man.
What is the difference?
I have planted.
What is the difference? They were all ministers by everybody that believed now the word of God.
Amen.
They ministered to you the word of God.
Amen.
You believed it.
But ministers by whom ye believed.
So how can you unless some man guides
you?
How can he preach
except he
be
sent? Amen.
That's why if they're sent, they're all going to be preaching the same thing.
Same thing.
They're not going to be the same, but the word is going to be the same.
Amen.
One is going to water.
I have planted.
One is going to plant.
Apollos watered.
They're the same.
But God gave the increase.
God is increasing the church.
Amen.
Because we are about doing his work.
Amen.
That is why I travel. And I'm glad I'm in Baltimore today. Because I have to minister to you so you can believe.
Amen.
And if you just can believe that there is going to be a day you're going to say, thank God.
Thank God.
I followed his word.
I believe. Amen.
It's coming.
Amen.
As I say, the mercy door is ajar.
Amen.
It's on its way to be closed.
Seek the Lord now. While he can.
And I remember the day in my mind that the ark was finished.
Amen.
And the Lord knew it was time. And the animals knew it was time. And they began. Some flew in and some were walking in. And I'm sure they weren't quiet. I'm sure the cow was moo-mooing and the cats were whatever. And they were getting in. But oh man. With all of his wisdom and all of his knowledge, that boat ain't gonna float. The door closed not by Noah. God closed it. So nothing else could get in there. And I'm telling you now, the door is open. The key that was passed down from Bishop Johnson to Bishop Shelton to Bishop Nehemiah to me, kingdom is open. I bid you come in. Come in. As the prophet said, come all the way in.
Amen.
Don't stand at the door and say, well, I don't really know if I want to go in there or not. They got too many rules. Well, the Bible has rules, and it says we all walk by them.
The same rules.
So you might as well come all the way in. Don't stop at the first pew on the end. Come all the way down front.
Come on in.
Go all the way to the altar.
Amen.
Should be the highest place in the church. And keep the Lord high in your mind.
Amen.
Keep the Lord high in your heart. And when carnal things come, turn it off, go right in the spirit, and division will stop.
Amen.
Say, I love you. I thank the Lord for you. What do you need me to do?
Amen.
Whatever my hands find to do, I'm going to do it with all my might.
Amen.
Because there's coming a day God's going to take this spirit from me and I'm going to be dead without it. But I want him to come and find my soul resting in peace.
Amen.
That's more important.
Amen.
That's more important.
Amen.
And realize that you are alive now. Because Jesus Christ is keeping you that way.
Amen.
His spirit that is in you is keeping you that way. Where will you be without him?
Amen.
Where will you be without him? Where would you be? That's why we invite the world to come. It's time for you to come.
Amen.
We see that the signs are letting us know time is coming to a close. You might think you got 10, 15 years.
Not promised.
You are still just a vapor to God. You ever seen steam coming out of a teapot?
Rise.
Here one second. Gone.
Amen.
That's just what your life is in God. Time. Nothing.
Just a vapor.
But he did not leave you without a witness.
Amen.
He's right here.
The word.
And nobody will have an excuse, not even the ones in the grave.
Amen.
But let him keep you alive. Alive, alive, alive.
alive. Jesus Christ is keeping me alive.
To the saints on the closed circuit, you stay alive. Stay alive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us in Dallas, Texas for the 67th National Youth Conference, June 26th through July 3rd. This is a week of service where God magnifies himself in the old as well as the young. We welcome you to come and be blessed, June 26th through July 3rd at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas.